Hi, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Katie.
And welcome to Controlled Chaos, where we will bring you into the world of the Las Vegas hospitality industry. Thank you for spending some time with us today, and let the chaos begin.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Katie.
What have you been up to lately?
Honestly, working.
For usual.
For usual. Dying of sickness, actually.
Yeah, you were dying.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I think all these late night, early morning events, I think they all caught up because they were back to back. That's why you get to hear my sexy, sick voice.
Talk lower.
I'm feeling better.
Good. You had an outdoor event yesterday, right?
Yes,
I did. The weather was a little bit hot. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was at the Springs Preserve. It was a charity event, and it was a lot of fun. We just did all the setup for that. We ran the production for it, and then, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
We love it. And what are we drinking today?
We're drinking margaritas.
Yes, we are.
Cheers.
Because what's tomorrow?
Cinco de Mayo.
We love Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you a really funny story. Alexis came over, and I'm upstairs, and I was getting ready, and I was maybe playing my music a little loud, but I was playing 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo, and I go, it's my Cinco de Mayo music, and Alexis disagrees that that's Cinco de Mayo music.
I disagree.
But, I don't know, right? Boat chat. It's Cinco de Mayo, because I think it is. Cheers to Jose Cuervo, the only man getting me in bed. Every night.
Oh my god.
Is that inappropriate for this song? Are you going to have to edit that out?
Okay, we're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Oh, of course. What's up?
What is your biggest event planning fail that you've experienced?
The one that I thought of was probably about a year ago now. We had a client that last minute switched to, like, pretty much chartering private jets to come to the airport. And they came to the smaller airport here in Vegas, which is Atlantic Aviation. And that airport was only set up to manage, like, small personal, like, private jets, not like the big, like, 150 people's private jets. So what happened was I switched all my staff to that airport. However, the luggage became like a super hard situation to deal with, because when they land, they land on the tarmac and they walk off on the tarmac and then they go straight into a motor coach. So what was difficult was, like, that 45 minutes that you're in an airport and, like, deplaning and then getting off and going to the bathroom and then going down to luggage, like, claim, that's the time it takes for, like, your labor to get the luggage off the plane and onto the carousel. So, like, that time was gone. So there's these guests of, like, 150, 200 people waiting on this motor coach for their luggage. And we're just trying to get the luggage off the plane as fast as we can and throw it into the bus. Well, we had 200 people and a motor coach fits about 50 guests. So, like, you know, 50 guests went on bus A, 50 guests went on bus B, 50 guests went on bus C. Well, guest Joe's luggage, well, now is maybe on bus C and he's on bus A. And so when they got to the hotel, it was like a complete chaotic shit show, because now everyone's stepping over each other looking for their luggage. And so the client was really upset with me and, like, had very choice words to me. And in the moment, I just was like, I apologize. This is not normally our standard. Like, this is what happens. And now thinking through, like, in the moment, I didn't even think anything of it because I just didn't anticipate that happening. But, like, now, if that was to ever happen again, the way to, like, re-come back from that would have been that the guest would have had to tag their luggage in the front end. So, like, if, Alexis, you are on bus A, which would be the red bus, you would get a red tag. And then I would know for my staff to put all of the red tag luggage onto the red tag bus. And then you, as a red tag guest, would go onto red tag bus. So, like, it would have required a lot more planning. And, like, I didn't think of the solution until, like, after the fact. But I think I had to live through that failure, have the client be a little upset with me, and then, like, be able to kind of think through some creative solutions to come through. But that was not a fun time on site. I'm surprised I remained so calm when the client was in my face yelling at me. But also, like, I just think it's learning lessons and having those, like, conversations on the front end and, like, being able to come up with, like, some different solutions. And that's when I always, like, say, like, in our last podcast episode, I mentioned it, like, our clients are partners. We're not, like, a client and customer, like, type of relationship. It's literally like we're a partner. We have to do it together to make it work. Like, good. But what is your failure that you can recall?
One of them. For one of our large charity events, we were sub-renting chairs because we don't actually have our own chairs. And it was for 600 people. And I ordered this chair and I thought this was the name of the chair. So basically I created a name for this chair.
Yeah.
But it turns out that this company had that name for another chair. So when the chairs came out of the truck, I was like, those are not the right chair. And they're like, well, yeah, this is what you ordered. And I looked and I was like, oh my God, that's not what I meant. I meant the other chair. And so at the event, I had to call them. They obviously didn't have the original chair that we wanted.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out a new, different chair option. Luckily, the client had no idea.
Yeah.
And we literally had to eat that cost because obviously they had brought the chairs all the way down there. And it was all because I had created a name. So now I have learned from that situation. You have to literally put exactly what's on their website. I don't know what I was thinking, making my own name for a chair. And that just happened to be the name of another one of their chairs. And that was terrifying.
Yeah. We do that a lot too. Like in our company, we like will utilize a supplier's chair saying it's like, I don't know, flamingo pink chair. And they call it like coral pink chair. But when we like, it's always like a misinterpretation sometimes. But yeah. And it's so silly. But,
I know.
Oh. Okay. I have a good question for you. She's still sick, everyone.
So sorry.
That's okay. At least she has her sexy voice. How do you remain up to date with the event industry?
That's a good one. I like to do a lot of, the internet, right? So the internet helps me stay up to date. I follow a couple of different event blogs, like Las Vegas blogs in particular, to see like what's going on, what's trending in Las Vegas. And I think just like speaking with people and attending other events, because then you get to see like what they're doing. And then just getting inspiration from like day to day too and seeing like what's going on.
Agreed. That's a good one. This one's going to be shout out to my best friend, Anna Banana, or Oceana as I like to call her. This is kind of a long question, but I'm going to say instead of the top 10 things every event needs, no matter how big or small, you could give me like 5. And then I could give you 5.
Okay.
That's kind of fun. Okay, top 5 things an event needs, no matter how big or small. Go.
You need an on-site, like, planner, manager that's overseeing everything.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I think you need... Oh, my gosh, this is hard.
Oh, see, I thought of mine right away. But maybe because I'm thinking from, like, a client's point of view right now.
You need... to have like at the event, like it's event day,
what do you need?
You need to tell people the correct time and location.
Oh, because people are always lost in the sauce.
Yes,
that's a good one.
So it's good to have like directions on how to get to that place, especially if it's hard to find. You need, oh my gosh, music, because you can't have an empty space, an empty room. That does sound terrible.
That was one of mine, so okay.
And depending on like the event, most of the time you should have something to eat.
Shoot, those are mine.
Like
I was at food and bevies.
Not every event needs to have that, but I feel like even if it's some kind of like an appetizer or like past hors d'oeuvre, like you should have that.
Yeah. I was going to say food and bevy are like my first two, because when you, even if it's not an eating time, it's an eating time.
Right.
So food and beverage, I would say music for sure. Like if I'm going to an event, I want some music. I always like to have a little bit of like entertainment and decor. I also think like a surprise element or like a delight element. Like if you show up, even if you're throwing like a house party and like, maybe this is because one of my best friends is gluten-free now, but like having an option for like your friends that may not like have something. So when you're throwing your own party, like having a special little option because you know like he really likes this drink, or like when my friend Jessica comes over, I always get like lemon drop stuff, or like when I go over to her house, she always brings me something like nice. So like having those little things because you know someone who's coming that's gonna like it. And then, because I'm an event snob, I just think having extra staff so you don't have to wait in a goddamn line. Because I hate waiting in line, and I hate when, like, if I'm inside of an event and I'm paying good money for it, I want to have a drink in my hand in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's, you're right.
Even if it's not an alcoholic beverage, like, even if it's just water or whatever, like, that's what I want.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, that's good questions.
That's a good question.
So if you have any questions, please submit on Instagram, and we will answer.
How do you pitch to new clients that you haven't worked with before?
Oh, this is good, because I'm trying to develop my own company right now, and the first client that I got for this, my own company, was like kind of a shoo-in because it was one of my girlfriend's like family connections. But I think if I've never worked with a client and I'm trying to sell like our expertise or our services or my services, I think it's just really trying to figure out what the client needs and then like anticipating their needs, and also trying to let them know, like, at the end of the day, like, you could get the same exact things from 1,000 different people. So really selling them on my personality and who I am and, like, why they should put trust in me to execute this. Because, like, if we're going to go through the weeds, we're going to go through it together. Like, we're never going to be alone on any step. And even if it's, like, the silliest thing of, like, you're on site at a hotel and you don't have a car but you need something to get picked up at a Walgreens, like, I'm here for you for that. So, like, I'm your boots on the ground. Or if you're, you know, really busy, like, I'm trying to save my client time and energy. So, like, if you're really busy and I need to run to, like, the store for you, I'll go do that for you. Like, selling them on, like, me instead of, like, what I can do, because the services come, we can all get the same linen, we can all schlep, like, the same, like, things. So, like, really selling them on, like, us as a company or us as, like, a person. Like, I'm going to be in the weeds with you, and, like, we're going to get through it together, good or bad.
No, I love that.
So, yeah. How about you? Because you're more in the sales. I'm not really in sales. But
yeah, I mean, just, I think creating a relationship with that person and making sure that, you know, the values kind of align with what you want and what they want. And like you said, being their boots on the ground, and how can you help them, right? Because whatever makes their life easier, that's what they're more inclined. Like you said, you could be more expensive than somebody else.
Yeah.
But if they really prefer you and like working with you, they will come back to you every single time.
Exactly.
And then once you have them, they will refer you to other people. And then you just have like this constant thing going on.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay. How do you use social media for your event planning or attracting customers? Because you kind of did a rebrand on your social media accounts. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have been, so on my own side, I post all of the events that I do with Best Agency and on my own on my social media accounts. And I just try different things, like posting at different times. Like, it's also, I use my social media not really to attain clients. It's more so as like my resume, like a digital resume for myself. And like when I am pitching to clients, I can give them an example, be like, oh, this is something that I've done before and I can easily pull it up. Yeah. So that's what I use it for. But I do also do the social media right now for my company. And so making sure it's exhausting, making sure that I'm posting, like staying within the brand guidelines and making sure we're using all of that and like doing reels and like posting our talent and posting our events to show like every single thing that we can do, right? Because we do events, we do marketing, we do entertainment, we do the gondoliers, we do everything. So encompassing everything that we do and showcasing that to show like, hey, we're a one-stop shop. We can call your show. We can do the event. Because most event planners can't also call a show, right? That's what makes us unique.
I learned that the hard way at one of my events, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what makes us unique is being able to sit down and do a Q2Q and being able to be like, here's the lighting cues, here's the auto cues, we have a stage manager, we have a stage, like we can literally do everything. We'll do your linens and then we'll run your event. And I think that in itself sets us apart, which I love. And I love getting to learn all the production side of everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think just being like yourself and like posting about yourself and, you know, what you do and different things to attract different people and knowing what to post on, right? So like a lot of our clientele is like, we still post on Facebook because a lot of our clientele is on Facebook, but Instagram is getting big. So making sure we're doing like fun and unique reels, like our engagement has grown in the past couple of months because of like all the different avenues that we're posting on.
I agree. Like social media has become such an outlet for the events world. Shout out, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Red Rock social media, like the casino.
Uh-huh.
They do such funny reels.
I haven't. I'm
gonna
have to look.
God. I follow them and like shout out to their social media too.
Okay.
Because like It is hilarious. Like, they use, like, the latest one I just saw was, like, they reenacted The Hangover in one of their suites, but with, like, their, like, older, like, staff that are on board. It was just so funny. But, yeah, I think I'm the same. Like, I try to post reels because that's been, like, a big thing. Like, pictures are outdated at this point. Like, everyone's on reels or on TikTok. I'm not good at social media, but we have a girlfriend, shout out Giselle, who's great at social media. So, like really picking their brains of, like, hey, what's going on or what's selling. And I think, like, even from not, like, a promoting myself or my event planning, I think I just get so much inspiration from social media all the time. Because I'm, like, on there and I follow a ton of event pages and florists and entertainment companies. And it's just, like, interesting to see, like, the trends and where things are going. So I think I do a lot of, like, of that through social media, but then also seeing, like, what the younger generations are into, because I think that's where our company has to focus on, because that's going to be the new leaders of tomorrow. So, like, really focusing on what trends are going on and things like that. But I have, like, a love hate with social media. Like, I know you know, personally, I've taken a big social media break. So I re-downloaded just to upload these posts on things and I'll delete it again. Cause it's a big mental health thing too. But I think just, like, when you have the time and the space to be able to embrace social media, embrace it. And when you need to take a step back, take a step back too.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Okay. Next question of the day. Let's see. Do you have, like, any go-to sales scripts, or do you use any type of, like, sales tactics to get clients?
Yeah, we have our, like, on my company side, we have a portfolio that we have created and edited, and I have, like, I wrote down a little generic thing on, like, bullet points kind of what our company can do for you, right? And that has to be specific to who you're targeting, right? So if we're targeting a DMC,
your audience,
it has to be different, because, A, I'm not trying to take your clientele. I'm not trying to work with your client. I'm trying to work with you because you're working with your client. So how can I benefit you in that way?
Yep.
And then for other people, it's like, here's what we can do for your event. This is how we can plan your event when we're actually going client facing. So you have to know your audience and who you're talking to, because you don't ever want someone to feel like, oh, I'm trying to take your client, because, like, I would never do that.
Right.
And so I think having, even if it's something you don't know and you're reaching out to them, is do, like, a little research about their company so that you know what they do. And you're like, this is how I believe that we can help you and we can benefit you in growing your relationships with your clients and making your events a success.
So pretty much it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about the client, you guys. I agree with that. I'm not in sales, so I'm not going to answer the question. Nor do I ever want to be in sales. Maybe it's a bad idea that I'm starting my own business, because I'm not a salesperson. I will just tell you straight up. Like,
but no. Your personality sells yourself.
Oh my God, stop it. I'm blushing.
No, it's the truth. You're really friendly now going in. And because I've helped you with your events, so seeing, like, you want everything to look perfect and the drive and everything that you have for it, I think that in itself carries you a long way.
I don't know if it's the three margaritas or I'm about to cry.
No.
Like, that was so nice.
No, I'm being serious.
Thank you. Oh my God, I love her. We need to stop drinking at these shows.
Not question related, but what have you been working on? Like, how are you doing? Check in.
Wow.
We're going to just jump right around.
Well, let's see. Like, personally or professionally, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay, work has been phenomenal. We're starting to kind of enter our slower season, which is really nice, because it's been, like, just, like, summertime. Like, slower. It's super hot here in Vegas. If you guys don't know, it gets to, like, 117. It's wild. So we're kind of entering our slow season, so I'm kind of trying to, like, regroup and kind of, like, chill. So work life has been great. Personal life has been a little chaotic too, because I just feel like I have so many, like, little projects that I'm working on. Like, I'm trying to redo some of my house right now. I'm entering my plant girl era, and I'm
how's that going?
I'm killing a little bit, but
oh no,
some of,
like,
them are doing good.
Like, you're killing some of them.
Are you speaking to them nice? If you look at my piece, Lily, it might be a little sad, but she's going to come back to life soon. But I'm doing, like, I'm entering this era where I want to, like, redo my life. Like, for those of you that know me, like, I used to be very dark. That sounds horrible. But I was a very, like, dark person. I always wore black, as I'm wearing black right now. But anyways, I'm trying to be a little bit more colorful and a little bit more fun. And just, like, I used to think everything in life was just so, like, concrete. Mm-hmm. When it's not, it flows. We're water and it flows. So, like, yeah. Just kind of doing fun things. So I'm redoing, like, a little bit of my house right now. And then also I'm going on a vacation soon, so trying to plan for that. And then, like I said, I was trying to build my business. So I just feel like I have a lot of projects going on and, like, a never-ending to-do list. But I'm not, like, for example, last night I just was, like, dead. And I just wanted to sit in front of my TV and binge watch by myself. And that's what I did. Like, and I used to judge myself so hard on that for, like, not being productive or whatever. And now I'm just like, no, like, I can take moments where I don't have to be doing something. So, like, personally, I'm doing okay. I think there's, like, phases where I'm, like, really happy and I'm great. And then there's phases, like, I need to change my whole life and this needs to be, like, my new persona today. So I think it's just kind of, like, this battle. But, like, it's weird, too, because since I haven't been as stressed out at work, like, I've had the time and energy to kind of put into my personal life and also think of, like, as I get older, who do I want to become and, like, who mm-hmm. do I want to be? So it's really, it's kind of a cool balance that I get to be this way. And I was actually just had a one-on-one with my boss, and we were talking about, like, the next steps for me in my career. And I was like, I'm super excited to become, like, the next senior or whatever. But I was like, also, I'm so content right now where, like, I'm kind of loving to live in this contentment. Like, I'm mm-hmm. happy with where I'm at. I'm happy with my friends and my family and where I am right now, that it's just, like, I could chill here for a bit. I know in about a year, if you come back to me, I might, like, have a ton of different projects, but I really like that I can, like, just chill. Yeah. Unlike you, where you're working sick and you're dying. But tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life, personally and professionally.
Yeah, it hasn't slowed down for us yet.
The end is in sight, yes. Hopefully.
The end is in sight. End of May will be good. Our last event is the weekend of the 18th. So the 18th and 19th are our last events. So far in May, so that's good.
That's nice.
I obviously am still recovering from being sick.
Right.
That was fun. Talking to clients, and I didn't work for 2 days when I was sick, and then we had jumped on a call, and I had to ask a question, and I barely had a voice, and my client was like, "Oh my gosh, like please get better for our event," which was yesterday, so I was better. And so, yeah, just doing all of that and planning, and also I'm going on vacation soon, so.
Yeah, you're going to, like, where, Italy?
Italy.
Italy! So that's, and, like, planning a vacation for yourself is hard.
Yeah.
We plan everyone else's lives, and then we forget to plan our own.
Right.
So
that's why I don't plan it. That's why I do tours, so I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, so you don't have to think about it.
So that. I just have to go. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
And I've been getting better at, like, taking more time for me and myself because I work so much.
Cheers.
And, right. And so knowing that, like, what I want to do is important, and taking a break is important, and taking a mental break is important, because 100%. If you're just constantly working, you're going to get burned out. You're never going to get better. And so making sure that, like, you know, like, life isn't your job. Like, we're not saving lives. Like we had talked about in the other podcast, like, we are literally planning events, which are, it's exciting for people, but I'm not performing open heart surgery.
Right.
So being able to take a break and, like, this weekend, not working, you know, like, normally I'd be like, let me do this. No, no,
no.
No. Just waiting until Monday. And so being able to take more time for me, I think has been really beneficial too.
There was actually this TikTok that I saw, you guys, that I literally loved. And it was saying something about, like, claim your day. So I know we're always crazy busy. And I, like, the first thing I thought of when you were saying that is, like, one of the questions we got on our Instagram, too, is, like, how do we, like, mentally do this with all the hours that we spend at work? And this whole theory on this TikTok was that to claim your day. So even if you have a crazy busy day, how are you going to claim it at the end? Are you going to take 10 minutes to go for a walk? Are you going to eat the ice cream that you've been putting off because you know it's not good for you? Like, what are you going to do to claim your day that's going to make you happy? Are you going to connect with a loved one? And I feel like you're really good about this because you go to Pilates, like, every morning. But, like, you're claiming your day at the beginning of the day, which is amazing. And then it's also just, like, what little things can you do throughout your day to, like, make it about mm-hmm. you? Is that going to bed 10 minutes earlier? Is that going to read, a little bit of a novel? Is that allowing yourself to disassociate and scroll on social media for a little bit? Like, I think that's such a big thing that we don't do because we're so busy and planning everyone else's life. So, like, take a moment and clean your day. You choose Pilates, which I think is crazy.
Well, now I do strength training, too, so I don't go to Pilates every day.
I'm kidding. I run, so I get it.
Gross.
Gross. We We are mentally okay, we promise. But the way I'm claiming my day today is through this nice margarita that I'm having. Yes. And playing my Cinco de Mayo music, contrary to your belief.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, what quote is resonating or saying is resonating with you right now?
We're at that time of day.
We're at that time of day.
We're at that time. You know what? I'm going to pick a funny one right now. Because I feel like that's the mood I'm in right now. That's what's resonating with me. So give me one moment while I look it up.
Okay.
Because I want to get this right. But I do think it's resonating with me right now. I'm going to say the quote. You're going to hate me for this. I'm going to say, after 9 rounds of Jose Cuervo, I lost count and started counting again.
I have to leave.
And I think that's my quote. Hear me out. Because
I
haven't allowed myself to have fun in a long time because I've been so busy with work.
Okay.
And I think that this is the one weekend that I kind of just like let myself let loose and have fun with Jose Cuervo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my gosh.
But what's your quote that's resonating with you today?
That song is going to be stuck in my head. Every single time
you
I
are welcome.
Every time I hear that song, I'm just going to think of
I think it should be our outro song.
But you have to sing it because you'll get copyrighted.
I'll sing it.
I would say mine is, I don't have a funny one right now, but success is not the key to happiness.
Ooh.
So, like, how we're talking about focusing more on ourselves and what we're doing and making sure that, like, your happiness is important and doing things that make you happy. So, obviously, like, work makes me happy, but I shouldn't, like, live to work, right? So, going on vacation also makes me happy and doing all of these other things, so doing all of that stuff to make myself happy and knowing that, like,
I love that.
You know, and success is defined differently for everybody.
Correct.
So knowing that, like, I think I'm successful and my life is successful and here I am to thrive.
Yeah, we're thriving.
We're thriving.
We're thriving. Thank you so much for taking the time to do our bonus episode today.
Thank you.
And after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots along to the sea, and after 2 rounds with Jose Cuervo, the band was starting to sound pretty darn good to me.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye!
Thank you for tuning in to another chaotic episode. If you enjoyed our conversation, please follow, rate, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We love hearing from you, and we want your voice to be a part of the conversation. That's right. We want your thoughts, comments, and burning questions. Whether it's a topic you'd love us to explore, a comment about a recent episode, or a question that's just been keeping you up at night, we want to hear it. You can find our social media and email in the show notes. We look forward to connecting with you. Bye. Bye.